Well, we see trends change in almost every aspect of our day-to-day lives. Fashion, hairstyles, music, cars, technology, language, you name it. As do eating trends. Now, I'm not talking about the foods we eat, but how and where we eat. And there's a big shift going on at the moment with companies such as Uber Eats, Menulog, and Deliveroo. We're seeing an increase in home delivery more than at any time before in our history. But it seems that many Australian restaurants and cafes aren't picking up on the trend. And if they don't adapt soon, they'll be left behind in what we're now referring to as the age of convenience. Barry Urquhart is a business and consumer behavioural analyst with Marketing Force. He joins me on the line now to discuss this trend. Barry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Firstly, why are people having their food delivered? Are we getting lazy?
No, we're not getting lazy. It's just a lifestyle consideration. It's been about a 15-year trend, and Australians have, as you said, been slow to pick up. It's exactly the same as yesterday, well, on Sunday night, and you know, watching the Sharks win the NRL Grand Final. It's the sort of thing where if you can go mobile, have an application, communicate with your restaurant, get it delivered, pay on your mobile phone at the point of delivery, that's what people are looking for. And you and I have spoken previously about this. Convenience precedes the importance of price every time.
But it's a little bit more than convenience, because in the 70s we were only home-delivered pizza and maybe a bit of Chinese food. Since then, we want a jump in class in our home delivery, don't we?
Oh, absolutely, no question about that. 3 weeks ago, I was in London doing some speaking engagements, and it's very obvious when you go out there now that home deliveries are now exceeding takeaway orders, whereby the consumer goes to the restaurant, takes it home and consumes it. It is today at the moment exceeding takeaway orders. Now, it's believed that within 18 months in Britain, and that's London in particular, New York and the United States of America, the single biggest component of businesses for restaurants, cafes, home situations, and also coffee lounges will actually be home delivery. And as you said in your introductory comment, many of the Australian businesses, in fact 15% or less, that's one in seven, are preparing for this major transition.
And even these, you know, fast food stores, you think of McDonald's and my favourite burrito place, Mad Mex, they are all delivering as well.
Correct. I think that a lot of people are now starting to recognise that Domino's is no longer a pizza place, and it's like consultants like myself, when you go into a business, the first question you typically ask is, what business are you in? Now they're going to be saying, how do you deliver? Because this implies very significant implications to places like pharmacies, general practices, law, real estate practices.
Yeah.
They've all got to recognise this is part of the digital revolution, and if people can't connect with you, engage, and then actually do business with you on the mobile, you have got a life expectancy of perhaps 2, 3, or a stretch, 4 years.
Yeah, you just wonder why restaurants or cafes would hold back on going that next step, taking the trend seriously and delivering what they produce.
Because many of them are chefs and cooks, and they're not, customer-oriented. They don't recognise what it's about. Now, this has implications for no matter what the cuisine is. Some people are dismissing it and say it's only for fast food with McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or pizza places. No, Thai, it's regardless, Indian, French-type situation. It's not going to have a huge impact on Rockpool, five-star fine dining facilities, but that's where people are moving away from most of all. We have become far more casual, far more convenience-oriented, and this is actually transposing into, on the weekends, the biggest selling product at the moment is brunch. So those meals that are ordered and consumed between 6:30 and 11:30 in the morning, they now outstrip lunch and dinner, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, and many of the restaurants still haven't picked up on that change of behavioural patterns among their consumers.
The Cantonese knew about this 50 years ago with their yum cha.
Exactly. Well, that's it. And you had street restaurants and that sort of thing, convenience, access, and it's all part of the theatre, because when you're sitting there in London and you're going to a West End theatre, you're dining out early. That's another interesting thing. In London, people are dining out earlier because once upon a time in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide or Perth, you would go out for the whole night and eating would be the entertainment.
Yeah.
Now you eat out before you go into the theatres and the nightclubs and that type of situation. So even that style has changed, And when you're there eating, at Bloomsbury right next door to Covent Gardens on your way to your West End, you're starting to recognise the most frequent callers into the restaurants are the delivery people. It's not the consumers themselves.
Ah, all right. We've got to follow the international trend by the sound of it. Barry, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure, Chris.
All right, Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus. Interesting, isn't it? So we want that restaurant-style level food in our lounge rooms or our dining rooms. And you look at it, the forecast distributions for typical food outlets in 2021, which is only 5 years away, home deliveries 45%, eat-in 40%, and then takeaway after that. That's the trend. And somehow the chefs, who probably overestimate how important they are sometimes, have got to realise it's all about the consumers if they want to keep afloat. 131873. All right, some drama. Now, we've got a very serious accident to report in Brisbane. Adam Smith, the 4BC traffic reporter, has some information for us. Adam at Bald Hills, is it?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. A nasty crash, this one. It's a truck and several cars involved that has the Gateway Motorway southbound completely shut just after you come off the Bruce Highway, just on that loop there. Delay is already starting to build back through to around Griffin and the Marama Downs area, but I've been told that diversions are in place heading down Gympie Arterial Road. So if you're coming off the Bruce Highway over the Pine River Bridge, just keep going straight down through Gympie Arterial Road through Bald Hills and Aspley to get around that.
Do you know anything about injuries?
Not clear at this stage, Chris, but I do believe that it's going to be there for some time.
Okay.